All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with Pro Wrestling America. And as the NWA has been doing for the last couple of years, we're going to start doing seasons to give storylines a time frame, a beginning point and an ending point, so that it doesn't just drag on forever and really doesn't get forgotten either. Because we're going to have four seasons during the year. One leading up to each of the four major supercards. Christmas Chaos coming up the Wednesday closest to East or closest to Christmas. St. Valentine's Day Massacre, the Wednesday closest to St. Valentine's Day. Remember Their Legacy, the Wednesday after Memorial Day. And Hard Day's Night, the Wednesday after Labor Day. And so we're going to have four big storylines in each of these seasons, because four is a manageable number to keep things flowing. The first one is a continuation, trying to tie up loose ends from previously with the Fabulous Freebirds, Michael Hayes and Terry Gordy, battling against the Smoking Guns, Billy and Bart, for the World Tag Team titles. We also have a built-in one from previous weeks with Stone Cold Steve Austin attacking Great Muta after he won the World Heavyweight Title Tournament. And then also Muta getting involved in last week's attempt at a four-man tournament for the American Heavyweight title. Well, we have that rematch tonight. The American Heavyweight title up for grabs. Stone Cold Steve Austin and Bubba Ray Dudley once again going for the title. We have two associate bookers charactered in the PWA. Those would be Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Chris Candido. They both had different ideas of what to do with the Illinois Heavyweight title. And they brought up two guys that they wanted to have as the next Illinois Heavyweight Champion. One of them, Chris Candido, brought up was Iceman King Parsons, the tag team partner of the current Illinois Heavyweight Champion, Honky Tonk Man. Eddie Gilbert wanted Cactus Jack, but he wanted kind of that same thing where it was Cactus Jack who would win the title, but Honky Tonk Man, they would switch back and forth throughout the season as to who was the champion, really giving us some Memphis booking, which I could not stand. Growing up around Memphis and seeing the Southern Heavyweight title change hands, you know, three, maybe four times a month, seemed like every Monday night at the Mid-South Coliseum, there was a new Southern Heavyweight champion. To prove my point, in all the incarnations, whether it's the AWA Southern Heavyweight title, the NWA Southern Heavyweight title, CWA, USWA, Memphis Championship Wrestling, Memphis Wrestling, whatever incarnation of Memphis Wrestling it was, Jerry Lawler was 107-time Southern Heavyweight Champion. His son, Brian Christopher, was a 35-time Southern Heavyweight Champion, keeping it in the family because Lawler was one of the big bookers for a lot of the Memphis territory for much of the late 80s and into the 90s and 2000s. But then again, you had the promoters being Eddie Marlin and his son-in-law Jerry Jarrett, who was the father of Jeff Jarrett, who only held the title 10 times because he was the one who got to move on into WCW and WWF and eventually into TNA, Impact, whatever they want to call themselves today. It was all in the family, but the title kept changing hands over and over and over again, and I didn't want to see that. So I put Iceman King Parsons and Cactus Jack in a storyline for shaping up the Illinois Heavyweight title division. But then I decided, let's put the two bookers together. Let's put them in matches together, see what they can put up with each other. So those are the four. Freebirds versus Smoking Guns. Iceman King Parsons and Cactus Jack. Great Muta and Stone Cold Steve Austin. And Chris Candido and Eddie Gilbert. Those are the things to look for over these next 3 months as we get ready for Christmas chaos. But today, September 28th, State Farm Center, Champaign, Illinois, we have three big title matches. As, of course, the television title is on the line, as Bugsy McGraw defends the title against one half of the World Tag Team Champions, Bart Gunn. The Illinois Heavyweight Championship is on the line as Honky Tonk Man defends the title against the other half of the World Tag Team Champions, Billy Gunn. And then the rematch from last week as Stone Cold Steve Austin and Bubba Ray Dudley face off for the American Heavyweight Championship. A couple of roster events here. Billy Gunn has signed a contract extension with the PWA, so he's going to be here for a little while longer. And then Alexandra York has said she has had enough of the PWA, and she wants nothing to do with it anymore, especially since Rick Rude is no longer in the PWA. So be it. All right, let's get to our matches for today. First match, television title on the line. Bugsy McGraw defending the title against Bart Gunn. And Bugsy just destroys Bart, pinning him in 27 seconds. This was just not even funny. And he continues the beatdown after the bell until Billy makes the rescue to run Bugsy out of the ring with his television title. Next match has Jimmy Wang Yang facing off against Cowboy Ron Bass. And in a drastic difference in styles here, Ron Bass makes quick work of Yang, pinning him after a pile driver in 3 minutes 31 seconds. Next match has Iceman King Parsons facing off against newcomer Tully Blanchard. Now here are two guys who definitely have a great shot at being wonderful Illinois heavyweight champions. But again, as I said before, we've got Iceman and Cactus Jack. Why is that? Because 3 minutes and 37 seconds into the match, Cactus Jack comes down and attacks Iceman King Parsons to earn the DQ, eventually taking him outside the ring and power slamming him from the ring apron onto a table. And so that definitely puts a kink in Iceman King Parsons, but again, a great way to start something with these two guys. Next match has Jesse James Armstrong, another newcomer after the World Heavyweight Title Tournament started, facing off against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. And this match was going along great for the first 10, 11 minutes of the match until Chris Candido and his manager J.J. Dillon come down to the ring. And it is Candido tripping Gilbert into the pump handle slam from Jesse James Armstrong for the pin in a time of 13 minutes, 6 seconds. Candido climbs into the ring and starts yelling in Gilbert's face about what a horrible person he is, horrible wrestler, and that he has no business being in the PWA. I mean, if you're going to start off a storyline and a feud, you might as well get up and insult the person first of all. Next match has Gino Hernandez facing off against Cactus Jack. 15-minute time limit. The match almost went the entire time. And it was really just Cactus Jack kind of toying with Gino. Gino seems like he's just trying to run out the rest of his contract because he is not seeming to be all that much in the caring department for what's going on in the ring. And eventually it is Cactus Jack with a brain buster getting the win in a time of 14 minutes, 46 seconds. As he and his manager, James J. Dillon, celebrate in the ring, Iceman King Parsons comes down and attacks Cactus from behind, returning the favor from 2 matches ago where Cactus Jack had interfered in Iceman's match with Tully Blanchard. This could get very interesting between these two guys. All right, next match has Gentleman Chris Adams facing off against Chris Candido. 30-minute time limit in this match, and it goes on for quite some time. Eventually, Eddie Gilbert comes down to the ring and distracts Candido, giving him a bit of lip as well as returning the favor from Candido doing that in Gilbert's match, to the point where Candido forgets completely that he's in a match and turns around to walk right into a super kick from Gentleman Chris Adams and gets pinned in a time of 25 minutes, 2 seconds. So now we've had this all going on, and this has been a good card up to this point. But now we get into some of the great part. Illinois heavyweight title on the line. Honky Tonk Man defending the title against one half of the World Tag Team Champions, Billy Gunn. And this match has a 45-minute time limit, but we barely get 10 minutes in before the Freebirds rush the ring and attack Billy to cause the DQ. Billy Gunn wins the match, but Honky Tonk Man is still your Illinois heavyweight champion. Bart Gunn rushes down to the ring to even up the odds between the Smoking Guns and the Freebirds. And Honky Tonk Man just leaves the ring with the title belt and with Sunshine going, it's not his fight. He's not going to get in between these four guys. So he lets the four of them battle it out for a while before finally it is the Freebirds putting down both Billy and Bart before leaving the ring. All right, now main event time. American heavyweight title up for grabs. Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Bubba Ray Dudley. Rematch from last week. A match that went the full 60-minute time limit and had all kinds of stuff going on in it, if I remember right. In this match, another 60-minute time limit match. And it is a wonderful match. And both guys go on and have great spots throughout this. But Austin wins the match and the title after a drop toe hold across the middle rope, getting the pin in a time of 21 minutes, 51 seconds. Your new American heavyweight champion is Stone Cold Steve Austin. And as David Manning is handing him the belt, there is a uproar in the ringside fans as Sting, Crow gimmick and everything, makes his return, looks like, to the PWA, coming in with a baseball bat and attacking both Stone Cold Steve Austin and Bubba Ray Dudley, leaving them both laying out. Busted open in the middle of the ring. And the camera fades with Sting picking up the American heavyweight title belt and holding it high like he just won the title. What's going on with that? Is Sting back? I mean, a year ago or so when he defected over to Big Time Wrestling in Indianapolis, I had sworn never to let Sting back in. What's going on? Is Sting back? Or is this another attempt at an invasion from an outside group? You'll have to come back next week to find out. Until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for supporting Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, and we will see you next week.